Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. We gon' stay trippy for life, man. Yeah. I'm about to take your girl.
Bounce.
Check it.
Bounce it. I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
Bounce it.
I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
One, five, ten, twenty. Work your way up to them big space, honey, just bounce. Grabbing ass with both hands, she in love with the dope man. She wanna be my main chick, I was thinking different. Clap that ass, light up blonde, baby, let's get ignorant. She strip with a G-ray, cash like Link. She got double D's and ain't shit free. Came with my goons, but I'm leaving with a diva. With an ass like Serena and a face like a Leo. Red bone and some red bottles, she finished college, she a head doctor. Bouncing ass while I'm getting high, as propellers on a helicopter. Let's do it again, me, you, and your friend. We don't even need a room, give me head off in my Benz.
In my Benz,
where my double cup. Time to pour it up. Got a bitch so bad you can't afford to fuck.
Bounce it. I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
Bounce it.
I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
One, five, ten, twenty. Work your way up. You know what? The bands will make her, you know what? And I can make a girl break fast. My pants be on that too much lunch. And I'm by whatever, baby. Take a photo, I'm looking good. And he's breathing slow beneath you. Understand you're misunderstood. Premium level goods. We pay whatever for it. Over these pussy niggas. Only under influence. Throw a buck up in a back out like that. Roll a pack out, take a light hit, might nap. Got a thick bitch with a shook stick. I'm smacking a bucket. Probably nothing but that. Ball head, scallywag.
Real niggas salute.
That Memphis game,
say by Rudy.
My Marcus Saul, a Shelby though, that's plenty though. That's Juice J for Lauren, got it, and get me though.
Bounce it. I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
Bounce it.
I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
One, five, ten, twenty. Work your way up to them big.
And paid up like Diddy. Toss up the cash and she show me her kitty. Got some white girl and a white girl. Doing my tongue a lot off of her titty. Ain't tryna fuck, I just find a replacement. Feeling so global, I think I need Asian. Ratchet on deck and they know I'm gon' stunt. I'm tryna get hit while smoking a blunt. Take it to my hotel, beat the pussy up. I don't know her name, but I wanna fuck. Along came Molly, then came Doobie, then Codeine in a styrofoam cup. See me in the club and spot they poppin'. Do it real good, might take you shopping. All these rats can't fit in my pocket. Keep that stack, 100K in the socket. Then it's back to my room, she come out of dress. Slob on my knob, think you know the rest. I don't buy these bras, Nikes, but I keep these girls in check. Working for that money, bitch, you gon' have to break a sweat.
Bounce it. I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
Bounce it.
I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
Watch yourself now. Hey, what's up, everybody out there listening in to the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show? Hey, guys, how's it going? I hope everybody's doing great, man. Hope you guys are having a great time out there. I hope you guys all tuned in to the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show, where all goes down every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central right here. So stay tuned, guys. Stay tuned. Let's get into it. Let's meet my guests tonight, man. We got some special people on the show tonight. And I just want to bring them forward and let you meet these people, guys. You guys are tuned in and you tune into the best hip-hop, the best R&B, the best country, the best rock and roll, the best of all genres of music, guys. If you're tuned in right here, you're at the best spot, and we thank you for being tuned in. We thank you guys for also giving us such good ratings on this radio station, right, this blog talk radio station, man. We're doing pretty good here, and we wouldn't be doing pretty good if it wasn't for you guys out there, everybody that's tuned in right now. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Hey, guys, let's meet my host. Where you at, Harold the Hippie? Where you at, baby?
Hey, man, what's going on, Caesar? How's life, man?
Hey, man, life is pretty good, Harold. Life is going so great. I'm tickled to death when I'm flipping around in the air. I'm jumping for joy. Hey, man, I got God in my life. What about you, brother?
Oh, man, I'm wishing things were a little bit better, man. I broke my CD player, man, that Cap A, man. I've been playing She's Thirsty and M.O.B. all month, man. And it's like,
wow,
totally like has self-destructed my CD player, man. So, I mean, anybody that doesn't know tonight, they will definitely know, man. We having him back on our show, man. He's one of my favorite artists, man, throughout the globe, man.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Cafe, cafe, man. You got it going on, brother. My man Harold just gave you some brownie points out there, man. I know you like that. What's up, Cafe?
Hey, what's good, man? What's up, Harold the Hippie? That's my dude right there, man. He always holds me down, man. Appreciate that good music. You already know.
M.O.B., man, all day, man.
M.O.B., M.O.B., that's what's up. Hey, thanks a lot, Harold. Hey, man, I got some other characters on here right now. I want to introduce my man, K-Nan. Where you at, K-Nan?
Hey, what's going on? What's cracking with you, world?
Hey, man, I'm doing pretty good. Harold, what's cracking with you, baby? What's cracking? Harold, are you still there? The man just asked you, what's cracking?
Oh,
hey,
man,
hey,
me, I'm just, I'm laid back,
hey,
man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me put that in English words. He's saying, what's up to you, Earl?
Oh, man, I thought he meant something else. Not much, man. I'm just trying to perfect my brownies, man. But I'm just really just concentrating on a lot of different things, man. We got these great magazines coming out, man, the A&R Review. And then we got the A&R Review Urban Edition, man. So I'm just cooling, man. I'm just waiting for this 2014 release date in January, man. But, oh, man, life is good, man.
2014 is going to be a hell of a year, brother. I can tell you that right now. We got the Urban Edition of the magazine coming out by DJ Black Caesar. We got also got the A&R Review coming out by DC Productions. DC Productions, Beryl Klein. Hey, man, we got these two magazines coming out. You guys better subscribe to them. You guys better get you a magazine. If you want to be in the magazine, all you got to do is call us up at 662-995-0679. And once again, that number is 662. Wow, I forgot the number, Harold. What's the number, Harold? 662-995-0679. Hey, guys, you also can check it out on my website. Oh, I don't have a website no more. The guy that did my website, he got pissed off at me and Harold, and he took down my website. But I told him, I said, hey, take that website down, rip it down, take the radio station off, just take it all off because I don't like people threatening me, and the guy threatened me. He said, hey, you know what? You're not doing what you're supposed to do. And I was like, what am I supposed to do? He was like, well, your guy's been threatening me. And I'm like, who's been threatening you? He's like, DC Productions. I don't like that guy. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So basically the man is going out of his head. The guy is going crazy. The guy is crazy. He actually takes medicine for real, guys. I'm letting you know. We got a guy.
Yeah, man. Hey, and
Harold,
Caesar. Oh, man, he rides on the short bus, man, and slobbers on the seats, man, and he's like, you know, he's crazy, man. I'm scared he's going to try to take my job, man. This guy's like, something's wrong with him, man.
Yeah. Something is wrong with him. But hey, you know what, Harold? Don't worry about it. We're going to get a brand new website. We're going to have a brand new website. Hey, but guess what? I got a special guest for you guys tonight. We got the guy from back in the 70s. You guys got to check him out, man. This guy is old school original. He has a lot of great tunes out there. You guys better check him out on YouTube. Hey, I'm gonna tell you his name in just a second, but I want to pump this guy up because this is some old school guy. He used to be in the game. He used to be in the game real hard. You guys know some of the songs. You go check him out. Hey, he has some great songs out there, man. I just want you guys to check him out. I got the brother from Slave on the phone. What's up, Floyd Miller?
Hey, how's it going, y'all? It's a
Pleasure to be here with you guys tonight. Black Caesar.
Man,
I love you guys.
We're so honored to have you, brother, on the show, man. It's like I got a real celebrity on the show, finally. Even though we had a lot of people on the show, like Rick Ross been on the show, Freeway Ricky Ross been on the show. We had Jim Jones been on the show. We got a lot of people on the show. But I feel real honored tonight because you are classic music, man. You're what music's all about, man. And you got a wife that's just as good as you, man. Sina Love. You guys remember her? She's been on the show several times. She also has a special call-in, guys. You know her, the girl that calls in with a hello. How are you guys doing? All sexy and stuff like that. And, Harold, hey, Harold, tell Mr. Miller how you be talking to her. Tell her, hey, Harold, tell him how you be talking to his wife.
Oh, man, it's not about how I talked to her, man. She never told me she was married, man. She said that he was just a nigger, man.
I told you.
Oh, man, come on, man. You put me on the spot, see?
Harold, trust me, brother. I was here when you guys did the interview. And you guys have me in stitches, man. I love you guys, man. I love you.
Oh, man, I love you too, man. Hey, man, no offense, man, but, man, you really got it going on, man. I know she talks to you the right way, man.
Oh, wow.
Hi.
Oh,
hello.
Oh, my God. I'm getting goosebumps.
Hi, Harold.
How are you?
Hi,
oh, my
David.
God.
How
are
you?
I'm freaking out now.
Oh, don't do that, baby.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
I just wanted to say hi. I know. I'm going to give the phone back to my husband. I'm going to give it back to my husband. I just wanted to say hello. Okay.
Hey, keep my picture in your wallet. Don't let him see that.
I sure will. Send me some. I sure will.
Okay, thank you. It's our secret.
Love
Bless
you guys.
You.
Bless y'all.
Wow. Wow. Hey,
I'm sorry, you guys.
Hey, you know what, man? I think she doesn't like me no more. I think she doesn't like me anymore because she gets on the phone like, hello, Harold. Hello, Harold. I got no hello from Sina Love, and I'm disappointed in her because she usually says hello to me, but, you know, it's all good. Hey, don't worry about it. I won't support you anymore. Okay, guys. I want to say hello to Michael Smith who's listening in right now. Michael Smith, what it is, brother? How you doing, man? Everything's good. You said you're listening to Juicy J song. We thank you, brother, for tuning in. I want to thank everybody that's tuning in. I want to thank Stacy Darlene. She's tuning in right now. She'll be calling about 8 o'clock. She'll be calling in the show to help me out a little bit. But I just want to tell her hello and thank you for a good job with the A&R Review, Urban Edition Magazine. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work, baby, and we're gonna have a good thing for 2014. Everybody's going to make a lot of money. Well, I'm not really interested in money. I'm just interested in getting these artists out there, some of these independents. Oh, look, she said, oh, you're so sweet. Okay, guys, let's get it going on a little bit more. Okay, I want to talk to my man Floyd Miller first, if you guys don't mind. So you other guys just sit back and relax a little bit. We're going to get Floyd on first. Floyd, first of all, we're going to go into a song, then we're going to come back, and you're going to tell us a little bit about what you got going on right now and what you've been doing all your career, man. You know, we want to know what's going on with you. And then we'll get your social networks out there, and then we're going to go to Cap A, man. We're going to let Cap A go. It's going to be pretty quick. We'll find out what you're going to do.
K-9.
All right. Appreciate you. Active.
Yes, sir. Hey, K-9, you're going to be at the Cap A, man, okay, if that's cool with you. It's all love, man.
I'm cool with what you got going on, man.
I got you, brother. I got you, man. I appreciate that, too. Hold on for a second, man. I see somebody calling in. I think this might be somebody we need in the show. Let me see if this who I think it is. Hold on, guys. Hold on one second. Let me get his mic on. Is that you? Is that you, Willie?
No, this is Cedric Bimley and Steve Green from the Brother Slide.
That's my boy. That's my band and my executive producers here.
Wow. Hey, brother, check it out, man. I'm going to leave your mic on. We're going to go to song, but we'll be right back and you can say whatever you want to say, all right?
Yeah, that's cool.
Beautiful pain. nigga study you, shorty know what a hundred do. Actually, the nigga backing me is right in front of you, raising a daughter. Sometimes depend what a father do, nigga stun on you, front on you. Niggas can't even ball but bundle you, them niggas lame. I hope you get testicular cancer in the brain, dickhead, by the time you get there. I'll be somewhere with a six pack and a six pack, a lips and a hip fix. My box is covered in a lipstick, a pussy fat but ain't good. So that's a misprint, I'm a misfit, I did it and beyond. Shiny watch, looking like the old city on my arm. Highly flammable, barely can get into Canada. Run this rap shit, I got stamina. You are amateur, I aim at you, I bang at you. Hope a plane hit you, fuck you and whoever came with you. Trying to express beautiful pain with you, like a tattoo of a framed picture of a dead homie, maybe a family member. I got some gambling scriptures like, scared money don't make no money. Bet now motherfuckers gon' take nothing from me. Got ounces allowed, you can hear me smoking. I be coughing on the crowd, you can hear me choking, nigga.
Ooh, I feel so fly. Changed so far, but I still wanna die. So come on in this car, let's get this plane. Let's hear what this beautiful pain provides. If you look into my eyes, you don't say I'd rather die.
Talk about hurting, try washing clothes and no detergent. Daddy deserted, so now we serve, saying we're serving. Dreaming we had a furnace, so cold we sleeping under curtains. What can I say? It got me highly motivated. Mama two job working, banana companies emerging. Need a 2 week notice before they say don't need a service. I'm too young to have burden, but still feel I should be further. But who am I kidding? I had bridges, I just burn them. My mama need earnings, ain't had no time for high learning. Call me hypocrite, backslider, you name it, I done heard it. The way that they speak of me, you think I'm ready, murdered. It's hard to be laid back, my head is so assertive. But I gave my life up, I gave my rights up, I gave my dice up, and I gave my dikes up. I gave my vice up in every club that lights up. And this is what an intern with no perm lights up.
It's your boy Skip, and I'm with my man DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the landlord of the South, the hottest DJ in the South, and Vianna, the queen of hip.
Caesar.
I'm a f***ing man. Y'all don't get it, do you?
DJ Black Caesar. Ow.
DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the landlord of the South. Rinse, do, pay me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up, Floyd Miller? How you doing, my brother? You doing all right?
I'm doing good, man. I'm just glad to be here with you guys this evening. We're looking forward to this evening with you guys.
Yes, sir. We looking forward to get you on the radio, man, because we've done it with everybody. We had your wife on the show, and, you know, we got your artist on the show right now. I thought it was only right to get you on the show. So tell us a little bit about what you had going on, man, back in the days, back in the 70s. How'd you get started?
Well, back – oh, boy, that's a long – man, that's a long story, man.
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Caesar, man.
Your memory process is.
Oh yeah, man. Back there in the early 70s, we started as a local group called the Mystics. And there was another group that was doing their thing. It was called Black Satin Soul. And through the years, you know, through the early 70s, we were doing shows in Dayton, Ohio, you know, competing against each other, doing top 40 original music and stuff like that, getting you know, getting our music out, you know, developing
right, right.
our sound.
Right.
Back in late 75, Drack, you know, Mark Hicks, who was named Drack, he came to our rehearsal and recruited Mark Adams, myself, and Tom Lockett, and we formed out of two groups, Black Satin Soul and the Young Mystics, and that became Slave. And instead of just going out there competing with, you know, the competition that was out there, we concentrated on our sound. We wanted to
right.
do, you know, quality music, but we wanted to be original, you know. You know, top 40, it was all good and all that, you know, but we wanted to make our own identity. So we stayed in the basement. Back then, back in those days, we, you know, the house parties and you know, you come together, man, everybody's in the basement, man, we having a good time and stuff like that. That's what needs to come back. You know, the old ways, the real, when music was real, you know, and, you know, that's my goal. That's the direction that I'm going to, and the people that I'm working with, you know, I have to adapt to technology and the music, the way it has changed, the music industry, the business has totally changed. But
right,
to me, the music, the natural, the real live music that we've been missing for a long time needs to come back, and that's what I'm concentrating on. Positive music, you know, it doesn't matter where you come from, where you going, what color it is, I don't care. You know, everybody on this planet has a story to tell, and everybody tells it in a different way. And with us at Westmill, we do it in music. You know, that's the way that
right.
we express ourselves. And that's the way that I have expressed myself throughout my whole life. You know, it's not easy for me to communicate with people and, you know, large crowds and stuff like that. The way that I communicate is through my music. You know, music goes back in my generation, in my family, like five generations. And it's not about, you know, it is about the money. You know, I want to make money, but my passion is the music and taking what I've learned and passing it on to the next generation. And, you know, we got some very talented people out there that's just not, you know, getting the recognition that they need. So I don't know what else to say. I'm a humble musician. My passion is music. You know, it took me a long time to learn the business, but you know, learning the business over the years, being screwed, being messed over by these record companies that tell you that they're behind you, but the only thing that they're concerned about is the dollar, how much money I can make
right,
off of you.
Right.
You know,
right.
So. You know, through the years, it has gotten lost in the system. It's gotten lost in, you know, the music. It's not music anymore.
Right, right.
It's more commercial. It's more technical. It's more digital. But we need to get back to the basics of music, where I learned, how I grew up learning music, reading music, playing, practicing, going out there and entertaining the people like they want to be entertained. You know, I'm an entertainer. I'm a musician. My passion is music. You know, and you know, when I meet people every day. You know, talented people that are in this industry just to, you know, as a hobby. You know, there are people out there that are very hungry for this music, talented people that deserve the credit, but they don't get the credit that they deserve. You know, that's
right.
what I want. You know, this is what I'm targeting.
Right.
You know, like
right.
like my band, you know, Keepers of the Funk. You know, these boys and ladies, they know what it takes. You know, it's about bringing the real music back to the people, entertaining the people. That's what it's all about. You know, and man, I'm not a real people person, but
yeah.
when I'm on stage and I'm entertaining
yeah.
the people and they love the music, you know, we
right.
are nothing.
Right.
We are nothing without the fans. And
right.
that's the only reason, well, that's one of the reasons why I'm on this interview with you right now, Black Caesar. I praise you. You know, God, I give him all the praises. But, bruh, what
yes,
you're
sir.
Doing.
Yes, sir.
Good thing, you know, and I support you. It's time to bring back real entertainment. I don't care if it's rap, hip-hop, funk, R&B, country. I love it all.
Right.
Funk.
Right.
That's where I'm from, you know.
Right,
I'm a funkster. I'm a fellow funkster. My brothers, my fellas in the band, you know, Danny Webster, Mark Adams, God rest his soul, rest in peace, Drac, rest in peace, you know, Steve Arrington, you know, we believe in the music, you know, because music speaks to everybody.
Right.
You know, it's universal, and that's what I want to bring back. That's what we all want to bring back in West Mill. So,
wow,
you know,
man. Hey, Floyd, man, are you still playing the trombone or any other instruments as well, man?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Oh, wow, man.
My
what other instruments do you play besides that?
Well, I'm doing percussion, trumpet, trombone, lead background vocals, and I'm getting into keyboards. I'm doing a lot of keyboard work right now.
Nice,
you know,
man.
You know, we have to adapt with the industry, technology. Digital, man, that's one of the best things that's ever happened to us. But you got to use it right, you know. And digital music, you know, it's good. It's fantastic now. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from it. But the digital music takes away from the natural music that we possess, inner, you know. When, you know, you have mistakes, you make mistakes, nobody's perfect. But when that music comes together, when you have a group of people that come together as one unity, and the music just springs out, it touches everybody. You know, it communicates with everybody. And that's what I'm about, man. That's what we're about at West Mill, you know, K-9. Red jacket, you know. I got to get props where props is due. You know, Red Jacket, Ike Burner, you know, DJ 8 Mile, EMR Records, you know, Floss P, you know, the real people out there, you know, that want to entertain the people. You know, we've gotten away from, you know, the entertainment. You know, entertaining the people. It's like, you know, you have to pay to entertain the people. Now, come on, man. You know.
Right, right.
We have to bring the real music back to the people. You know, because the fans, we are nothing. Nothing without the fans.
Right.
And I thank you, God. You know, I thank the fans. I thank everybody that, you know, we're involved with, because It's real, man. It's about being real, man. I don't know what else to say. You know, I'm honored to be here,
man,
on the station.
We really appreciate what you already said, man. You said a mouthful. You basically gave us a breakdown of everything that was out there, man. You gave a breakdown about music, man. And I got something I want to tell you. Hold on 1 second, Floyd. Let me go back to it. This is what Stacey Darlene says. She says, I agree with everything he's saying. We're missing real music. The 70s artists were able to speak to us through music. Now everyone's trying to either dance on a pole or get into bed. That time, this period, will never be forgotten. And she says she likes what you got going on, and she digs your music also. That's our editor of A&R Magazine, Stacey Darlene.
Shout out to Stacey. Shout out to Stacey. The good people.
Yes, sir.
We love you, girl. Yes, we love you. Keep doing what you're doing.
That's what's up.
Wow, man. Hey, mm-hmm. How'd you do all this in one breath, man? That was incredible, man. Shout out to you, man. You didn't even breathe through that whole thing, man.
Well, it's due to all the overwhelming love that is out there. I didn't even realize that it was out there. And, you know, I just want to be, you know, I just want to set the record straight that you know, there's been a lot of people out there imitating slaves and, you know, just a lot of fake slaves and stuff like that. But I'm here to represent the true members of the group. We are here. We are out there. We're coming back.
Yes,
you know?
Man.
And,
hey, man.
And everybody,
I know.
And every, I'm sorry. And everybody
no,
that we support, everybody that we support them 1,000%.
Now, my question to you, man, is if somebody wanted to do like a collab, man, and get you like playing the trombone or something in one of their CDs, is it possible to do that?
Very possible.
Cool, man. What projects do you have going on right now?
Well, we have quite a few projects that we're working on, but as busy as we are, as busy as you guys are, we had to concentrate on certain things to get them out there. And right now we're concentrating on getting out the Brother Slide, Keepers of the Funk, my wife, Cena Love, K9, you know, and his clique. You know, I mean, we're very busy, and we wanna produce good quality, positive music. That's what we're all about. You know, it's about unity. It's not about separation. It's not about haters, because of the haters, man. It's oh boy, there's so many haters out there, man. I just can't believe
hey,
it.
Man. Yeah.
Hey man.
You know.
Hey Floyd. Check it out, man. Do you mind if we can get into some of the music, man, real quick, so we can hear some of what you got? You got a song called What Love. That's by Brother Slide Floyd Miller and featuring Cena Love. Can you tell us about
yeah.
that song before we play it?
Fantastic, man. I would be honored.
Tell us a little bit about that joint before I play it, man, if you don't mind.
Beg your pardon?
I said, tell us a little bit about that joint before I play it. Can you tell us a little bit about it, what inspired you to make the song, What Love?
What inspired me to do that song?
Yeah.
Okay, What's Love? Typhoon did that. He did, no. Yeah. Now, we have an artist that we work with. His name is Typhoon. He's out there on the West Coast. I hope he's listening in on right now. But he wrote
okay.
the tracks. He wrote the music. And when he presented the music to me and my wife, it just hit me, you know.
Okay.
Me and my wife, we've gone through a lot of ups, a lot of ups and downs. But when I met my wife, her music ability, her music talent stuck out, you know. And everything that I do is for my wife. My family, what they have done for me, what she has done for me, and it's just a tribute to her to let her know
right.
how I feel.
Right.
And when Typhoon presented the track to me, it just hit me. You know, it came up with the hook, the verse. It just fell into place. It was all about my wife. And what she has, what she represents, you know, and what she has done for me besides the Lord. Oh, I'm telling everybody, believe in God. God is real.
Yes,
you know,
sir. Yes, sir. Most definitely.
He is real.
Definitely.
And that song right there is dedicated to my wife and my family.
Well, can you give me a world premiere for the song, Floyd? What's love? Can you give me a world premiere for that?
I didn't hear you. Say it again.
I said, can you give me a world premiere for this song before we play it?
Oh, yes. This is the world premiere of the Brother Slide featuring Cena Love. You know, check it out.
Disappointment.
like a bed of roses. Let me show you how it's supposed to be. 'Cause you mean the world to me. My life, my purpose. Take my hand and say yes.
Nice, nice. That was laid back music. I like that, man. Hey, Floyd, you got a hit right there, brother. I just want to ask some other people out there. I got some more people on the phone calling me. I'm going to take a caller right now. I'm going to take 773. I'm going to take that caller right there and see what's up. Hey, what you think about that call? What you think about that song, caller? 773? You're 895. I'm sorry.
Am I live?
Oh.
Yes, sir.
You're
on.
Yeah.
Phone,
oh,
man.
How you doing?
All right. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm one of the band members with Floyd.
Who's this?
What's
Cedric?
Name?
Yeah, this is Cedric.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
All right. How you doing?
That's my guitar player right there, you guys.
That's your guitar player?
Yeah, that's my guitar player.
Okay. What's your guitar player's name, brother?
Cedric.
Cedric, okay.
Cedric Bemley.
Cedric, what'd you think about that song Cedric just played, man? What's love?
Oh, it's beautiful, man. And just gonna take it and just bring it on out there and make it as big as possible.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Hey, Cedric, we thank you for calling in, man, for showing love to your boy, man. That's what's up, man.
We got Darnell on
the
phone, too. MMS Uncle D.
What's up, man? How you doing? Hello?
Are you on?
No, not. What's up? Is that Uncle D?
He's got Steve Green in the background there, too.
Oh, Steve. Stevie.
Big Daddy.
Stevie, the drummer. The drummer.
DJ, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, man? You doing great?
Hey, listen, you're doing a great job, man. I want to thank you, man, for all the support. You know, I think I think everybody want to be in love, man, you know. So this kind of record is going to take off, man, for all the lovers in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It's a real love in the house, man. You dig? So we're going to have some fun with that one, too.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Okay, let's take another caller. Let me pick another caller right quick. Let's see.
I think Darnell's trying to get in.
240, your mic is open. Okay. I'm not going to take that one. Let's see. Let's take another caller. 708, your mic is open. You can make a comment, ask a question.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello, yes, this is June Shona Fowler, keyboard player. The blood of
June.
Blood
of What's up, baby?
What's happening?
Hey,
What's
man,
happening?
I'm glad
What's happening,
you.
Fellas? What's happening, fellas? Keyboard player.
Hey,
yes,
yeah.
I am
How's
truly,
it going, man?
Yeah, everything's going great, man. I'm truly blessed to be a part of this project. And just really can't wait to, you know, this really gets off the ground. And God bless
I can't
all
wait
you
either,
know.
Man. I can't wait either, man. I'm over here, like, going crazy right now, man. It's good to have you on the phone, brother. We appreciate you calling in to show support to your man, dude. That's what's up.
Much
God
love,
is good.
Bro.
God
yes,
is good.
All the time.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's take another caller, and then we're going to go to another song. What you got? I'm going to take the... 786, your mic is open. 786-372, your mic is open. You can ask a question or make a comment.
Hello, this is DJ Phil at Dancer.
Hey, DJ,
hey.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm here calling in for my boy Cafe.
Oh, okay, dude. Cafe is the next artist up, man. So I'm going to put you back on hold for a second, brother. Cafe will be on in 1 second, man. All right. Let's see. All right. We got people calling the Cafe now. Okay. Floyd, well, I got a question for you. Can you give everybody your information as far as your social networks so they can check you out online and see what you got going on, man? Anybody want to get in contact with you, give them your email address, give them your social networks like your Twitter, your Facebook. Give me your information, man, if you don't mind.
My social information, you know, Brother Slide. Baby. My social information, Reverb Nation, Facebook. We're going to fax it all in to you. I mean, we're going to text it all in to you.
Okay.
I'm on Facebook, Reverb Nation, Twitter, Brother Slide. Just click on Brother Slide or Floyd Miller.
Okay. That's what's up. Hey, Brother Slide, you got another song called On My Mind. Can you tell me a little about that before I play it?
Okay, On My Mind, again. That song was taken from years and years of dealing with the music industry.
Okay.
Individual personalities as far as the group, because, you know, in a group, there's no individual. It's a team, you know, and sometimes that team can do some nasty things to you, you know, and,
right.
you know,
right.
and I don't know how to go into this situation, but it's deep. But
right.
it's about me finally expressing myself the way that I want, you know, that I needed to express myself. I've been shut out or people have been sleeping on my skills, so to speak.
Okay.
And this is a chance for me to express myself and to let everyone that I'm affiliated with to express themselves in a way that everyone can relate to. You know, On My Mind, you know, it's about letting everything go, you know, all the things that you've been, you know, it's been pent up inside of you, all the things that
yeah.
you wanted to say but couldn't say because you didn't want to offend or another person, or you were so humble that, you know, let me just shut my mouth and let things go. No, it's time to let your feelings go and go with the feeling.
And that's what that song is.
Right, right. Well, Floyd, if you don't mind, I need a world premiere. I need you to say DJ Black Caesar Friend Show this time. You didn't say it the first time, but I need you to say it this time. And the reason why I say that is because I take a lot of these clips and I use them for a mixtape. So if you say that for me, you'll be doing us a good job. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is Black Caesar and Friends Show. We are on the internet. We are blowing up. I want you guys to check out this new premiere from Brother Slide and the Keepers of the Funk on my mind. You know, it's live. Keep funk alive.
It's about time.
Hey, man, what's going on, Uncle D?
What's up, homie?
Oh, man, just chilling like Matt Dillon, man. How about you?
I'm chilling like you, dog. If I had your hand, I cut mine off.
I know that's right. Yeah, but cut yours off first, man. Hey, cut yours off. Don't listen to Caesar, man. Cut it off and send me a picture, man.
That's right. That was Halloween, right?
No.
Yeah, man, I'm tricking and treating, man, but I ain't got no tricks.
Well, tricks for silly rabbits.
Hey, Big Cap, how'd you like that song that we just played by my man, Brother Slack?
Oh, man, come on. That's that old school funk, you know what I'm saying? Hey,
yes, sir.
What can I say? And that's, I grew up on music like that. See?
Yes, sir.
They
yes,
don't
sir.
Understand that I'm sitting in the room with the legend right here. You're talking to a legend, okay?
Right,
if you don't know Floyd Miller, and then you just don't. You better go Google him. How about that? Huh?
They'll know after today if they don't know. We'll teach them today, brothers. They don't know.
Yes, sir.
my man is on it.
So I had to call in because I was yelling, and they kept saying that my mic was hot, and I kept telling them, no, it's not. No, it's not. Y'all not hearing me.
Yeah.
So I apologize for the potty mouth. Hey, DJ Black Caesar, you know how, but listen here, man. Come on now. We already know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We already
the
know.
Potty mouth syndrome. We already know about the potty mouth syndrome. Right there, Harold
yes,
the Hippie.
Sir,
come
yes,
on.
Sir.
I need a brownie.
I got you, man. Hey, Harold, give him a brownie, Harold.
I need a brownie.
Yeah, man, come on, man.
No,
got the brownie.
Oh, wow, man. Hey, man, I got a special batch coming out, the Christmas edition, man. Just make sure that you give me your address, man, and we got to keep it confidential, man, because I don't want nobody to know my recipe, man.
But I had to call in. You know, I want to holler at my homie, straight up, real dog, you know what I mean?
Right on, Uncle D.
This is my boy right here, Floyd Miller, you know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, MMS and Uncle D Entertainment, I don't know if we... Did we world premiere that right now?
Right.
Has officially merged, and you're now talking to the vice president of West Mill Productions. How about that? Yeah, Uncle D Entertainment.
Along with H Up, E N T.
That's right.
H Mo Low Jack. That's right.
I take you up in here, West Mill, Red Jacket.
Along with my boys, the Keepers of the Funk, back up in the Chicago, Cedric Bimley, Reggie Chapman.
Yeah, Floss P, Ike Burner, Red Jacket.
Come on, man.
Right. This is how we do it. Y'all talking to a number one talk show host site here. You know what I'm saying? I had the number one radio talk. Don't make me bring it out. All right, but now
okay,
we're back.
Settle down. Settle down.
Wow, hey,
DJ, Black Caesar.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Man, I just want to say, man, thank you for the opportunity to be on your show. You know,
yes,
I just want to send shout outs to DJ Black Caesar and the Friends Show. You know, you guys, we would be nothing without you and the fans. We appreciate you. God bless you all. God bless all
of you. Hey, God bless you too, man. We appreciate it, man. We love people that love us, man. We show the same
yes,
love
sir.
To you, so it goes back to you. And I salute Floyd Miller, man, because this is like he's like a legend, man. This is somebody I listened to back in the days. I grew up listening to this brother right here. So I respect his groove, and I love the music, Floyd.
Yeah, man, me too.
Yeah. So we got that out of the way. Floyd, was there anything else you'd like to say before you go?
Well, you know, besides that, you know, I want to shout out to Stacy, Alicia, you know, my Chicago fam, Cedric, Reggie, Chapman, love you guys, the band. My wife, oh, man, please, my wife, seeing the love, my wife, I love her to death. And our UK team over there in London, I know they're listening in. You know, we love you guys. We love every one of you, you know. And if not for the fans, if not for you, you know, DJ, Black Caesar, man, we would be nothing, man.
Yeah,
You know, I appreciate it.
I thank you, Floyd.
Yes,
I
sir.
Thank you. And Stacey says she loves you guys too. You and your wife, man. She sure
yeah.
loves
and
that.
Harold,
I appreciate
yeah,
it.
And Harold. Harold, are you there?
Hey, yeah, man. Don't start hating on me because she's got my picture, man. Chill out,
man.
No,
man. I ain't hating. Bro. You're the man.
Harold, hello. This is Cena Love.
Hey,
Harold.
Wow, man. I was just telling him, don't be upset, man. I just
Listen
like to have
me,
my
honey.
Picture there.
I want to meet Missy Elliott, please.
Yes, we're going to have to hook some stuff up with my management.
Please do that.
All day
me.
Long. Yes, indeed.
Hi, Caesar. Stacy, I love you. Alicia, I love you guys. Grits, baby. Girls raised in the South. Coming soon. Here go my
husband. Yeah.
My bad.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Miller. We appreciate you. We love you, too. And we love you, Floyd. You're doing a great job, Floyd. You're doing a great job, man. Keep doing what you're
okay,
doing.
Thank
we
you.
Will support you all the time on this station right here. Anything you guys got going, anytime you want to get on the radio, man, just holler at us, man. Just come on.
Whatever
your wife comes
whatever
on
you
here
guys
like all
need.
The time, man. Hey,
yeah,
your wife comes on all the time, man. She calls in anytime she gets ready, and we love to have her, man. She's like the spokesperson right here right now. We represent Miss Cena, man. We represent her on Facebook. I represent everything she does. I'm always liking on everything she does, all of her music, all of your music now that I'm a friend of yours, because I wasn't a friend of yours
okay.
before. I don't know why, but hey, now I am. But hey, I'm glad you made me a friend, man, because I will be tagging you from time to time and stuff when they take me off punishment, because right now I'm on punishment on Facebook. I'm suspended on Twitter. I don't know what's on my social network.
You're on a Facebook punishment?
Okay, Caesar.
Yeah, I'm in jail right
Caesar.
Now on Facebook, so there's
yeah.
not much I can
Caesar.
Do.
Right
yeah.
on. Everything you said, ditto, brother. Ditto. Much
wow.
love to you.
Hey, you know what? You know why? Because we do so much promoting, so much marketing, they don't like it when we're doing free promotion, free marketing. But when you
yep.
when you pay for it, I don't see what the difference is, because you're not
right.
really getting what you pay for on Facebook.
Yep,
all right. Exactly.
Yeah. This Blog Talk show is way better. You get to talk to the people. You get to get fans. I got, like, a lot of fans on this show. I'm not going to tell you guys how many, but I think you already know. But I got a lot of fans right now. We got so many people on the phone lines right now, you would be crazy if you've seen the switchboards that I'm looking at. But nobody asks questions. These guys are scared to ask questions. But, Floyd, why don't you say hello to everybody out there and say give the people on the phone calls a little love also.
Okay, now this is to all the fans, everybody that is out there trying to call in. We love you. The group, Slay, we love you. We are coming back in 2014. The Brother Slide is coming out with the Keepers of the Funk. You guys be looking out. My wife, she's coming out. We coming out. K9, we coming out. You guys just, man, we love you guys. We are nothing without
you better know
fans.
What?
That's what's up. Hey, Floyd, thanks a lot, man. Your time is up, brother. You're done. You can, hey, you want
my
to
pleasure.
Hey, stay on a little bit, Floyd. Stay on the phone call. I got a treat for you afterwards, man. So stay on the phone call.
Gotcha.
Don't hang up. Yeah, I got something
you guys.
A little later. Thank you, Ms. Miller. We love you, too. Okay.
All right.
Hey,
good deal.
Yeah, no. Where you at, Jeff?
With interviews.
Hey,
man. What up?
What's up, man? How you doing, brother?
I'm all right. How you doing, Black Caesar?
I'm doing good. Is that Cafe?
No, that was this K9, man.
Is Cafe still out there? Is he gone or what? Cafe is 1-1. Oh, hold on. I see Cafe. I got his mic off. My bad. Hey, Cafe, is that you? No. Cafe, going one.
Wow, man, everybody's freaking me out, man. I hear voices, man.
Nah, man. Man, I didn't want
hey,
that
Cafe,
to happen, bro. Where you at? Come on back.
I hear voices, man.
Hold on for a minute, guys. Hold on for a minute. Let me see where he's at. Okay. Let me see. He's called. I got bumped off.
There he is.
Okay. Call back, man. It's still on. If you can hear me, call back. Call the number up.
I'm on the line right now.
Okay.
Hey, Cap A. Hey, man, how are you, man?
Hey, what's going on? How everybody doing?
Oh, Cap A, man, I'm just sitting back, man, just trying to figure out how to work my CD player so I can play MOB.
I know that's right. That's what's up. It'd be without your music, man.
How's everything going, Cap A, with the move you've done?
Man, everything's going pretty good, man. I'm still, you know what I'm saying, getting situated and settled up, but a few more weeks I should be ready to go hard and get on, you know, hit the road, do some shows and stuff.
That's what's up, man.
Around.
Hey, you're in Florida now, right?
Yeah, I'm in Florida now.
Oh, man, the Sunshine State, man. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I was wondering, man, if you could catch me some alligators, man. I need like 12 dozen alligators, man. I want to let them loose in the river here, man.
You going to make some shoes?
Oh, well, that'll work too, man.
Go make some gators.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Cap A, man, how you been?
I've been good, man. You know what I'm saying? Look, I miss the studio. I miss being in the studio recording, man. I tell you that. I've been doing some writing, though. You know what I mean? Working on some new material. I'm still just, you know, pushing, promoting online. You know what I'm saying? The Confirmation mixtape and the She Thirsty single, MOB. So, you know what I'm saying? Whenever I get time. So, you know, I'm still pushing. I'm still here, man. I'm still still holding on and hanging and moving, you know, pushing strong, man. I'm still here.
Yeah, persevere, brother. Yeah. Keep striving because it's going to happen, man. It's going to happen. Stay strong.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. And just I want to comment on what you were saying earlier about the music. You know, the digital age, you know, changed the industry, the music industry and everything like that. But I still feel, even as myself, as a young brother, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. Technology is cool. I love it. I love all the technology changes and all the upgrades and everything. But I always want the music. I still want that authentic sound, that real, you know, music sound, you know, where it sounds like a record, not just, you know what I'm saying, a digital MP3. I want to hear a record.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying?
Agreed. That's what I grew up with, man. You know, I miss it. I grew up on it. You know, I didn't grow up just listening to just black music, you know, R&B, funk, and stuff like that. I listened to a lot of different genres, hard rock, you know, country, gospel, you know, and we all have individual. Oh man, I don't know if I can explain it right, but we all have a identity and a story
right.
to tell. You know, there's over 6 billion people on this planet, and everybody's got a story to tell. Everybody tells that story differently. With us, it's music. And music communicates with everyone. It doesn't matter if you are black, white, Asian, Mexican, they hear you. They feel you. You know, keep on, brother. You know, don't stop what you're doing.
Definitely, man. I'm making on. You know, God is. I'm putting God first, and I'm just taking it one day at a time. Learning to take each day one day at a time, and knowing that, you know what I'm saying, you have to be patient. Patience is virtue. Patience is key. And then, you know, just to follow through and just work hard and stay grinded. You know what I'm saying? Stay on the grind. Put God first. You know.
You're gonna be all right, bro.
Man,
hey, when you're doing that, you're going to be a star one day, bro. That's all it takes is put God first, keep on doing what you're doing, and you're going to get there. Trust me. I know you will.
Because it only takes one.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Only takes one. That's it.
Only takes one.
That's it. Man, the phone lines are going crazy, guys. Man, there's so many. Hey, let me take a couple phone calls real quick, man, because it's like a lot of people on the phone. Let me take a couple phone calls, brother. Okay, I'm going to take 240, your mic is open, 383.
That's all the one who's doing that right there.
240, your mic is open.
Where's he at?
Hey, man, is that me?
No.
Yo,
y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Who was that? Man.
Y'all hear me, Shane?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we hear you, man. Who is that?
Yo, this is JJ B. What's poppin', son?
What's going on, JJ?
Yo, what's good, man? What's going on, man? I seen your number online and all that shit, son. I was like, damn, shit sound like fun. I mean, what's going on? We got popping in here, son.
Hey,
what's
man,
happening,
I'm
yeah,
man.
Yeah. We got
yo,
my man.
Yo, this
good, man.
DJ Black Season, all that, son.
Oh,
yeah,
man, I'm JJ,
man.
JJ, man.
Yeah, we got JJ on the phone, man. Who the fuck,
Junkie?
I didn't know you
had a
bro.
Yo, it's JJ from around the way. My nigga is stopping.
I'm the real JJ, man.
Yo, what up, JJ? We got two
JJs,
yo. That's what it is, son.
Yeah, man. I'm the OG, though, man.
I wish my name was JJ. What's popping, Black Caesar?
Man, what's going on with you, man?
I'm chilling, B. This ain't no JJ. I'm just playing with you, man. My bad.
That's Price of a Tony, ain't it?
Yo, what's poppin', Caesar?
Man, what the hell is going on with you, man?
You're
out here right
now, man.
You've been gone for about a year.
What's
up, man?
What's poppin', Black Caesar, man? I miss y'all motherfuckers, man. Oops, oop. Bleep that out. Bleep that out.
We
miss y'all, good people. Oh, man, God bless y'all, man. God bless y'all, hip-hop. God bless y'all, Black people. Word up.
Amen.
Hey,
amen.
Hey, Tony, check it out, man. We got a celebrity on the show today, man. We got Slade.
We got
Slade, Bruce Faye. We got Floyd Mill on the phone. You know Floyd?
Say that loud, man. Floyd Miller?
What up, my brother?
Yes, yo, what's
hey,
poppin',
man.
Family? God bless you, man.
Man, God bless you, too, man. It's a pleasure.
I'm sorry,
man.
I was playing
here.
Around, man. I won't lie to you. I'm, you know, a little feeling good. What's good, though?
Oh, man, everything's good, man. We just sitting here enjoying this interview, having good,
what
positive conversation.
Hey, yo, don't you got a couple of artists, Floyd?
We have a couple that we're working with right now. Yes, K-9 is one of them. As a matter of fact,
yeah, shout to K-9.
Hey,
you talking about K-9 from Cali?
Hey, K-9, say hello, brother.
Hey, what's up, man? Shout out to Black Caesar, man. Appreciate the opportunity, man. What's going on?
Hey, yo, this K-9 from Cali?
Nah, this K-9 from Dallas, Texas, man.
From where you at?
I sound from Dallas, Texas. I'm down here in Texas County right now, though.
Bing, bong, bing. That's what's up, man. Nice to meet
that's
you.
That's where
dog.
We at.
Yeah.
That's
hey,
what's up, man.
Hey, by the way, I'm
and all that, man. I want to hear some music. Black Caesar,
yeah.
That's
hey, you know what? You know what? Hey, check it out. Check it out. Here we go. We're going to do this right here. Since the man said we want to hear some music, we're going to play Cap A, She's Thirsty. We're going to come back and we're going to check out my man's next song, Mob, M-O-B. We're going to check that out. And then we're going to check out my man, K-9. Don't go anywhere, baby. You up next.
Nah.
All right, we'll talk when we come back, all right? Check it out.
Bring
it
out. Bring it on.
All right, Cafe.
Okay.
Cafe, do me a favor. Nah. Before you introduce this song, give me a world premiere on the song, man. For a second time.
World premiere.
Yo, this is a world premiere exclusive right here. It's your boy Cafe live. You know what I mean? My new single is on iTunes, on Amazon.com, Rhapsody, and it's called She Thirsty. Let's go.
She ain't got no money, she want it all. Ask me for a drink, I don't know your hell. She thirsty, kinda ratchet, kinda birdie. I ain't feeling what she's saying, I act it louder than bourbon. She flirting, he done fell for the giddy up. Sucker on his pole, head loud and pop, game dead. I can see just where it's going, yo. She clucking like a silly hoe. Thirsty ass asking about the studio. Now you wanna be an artist, you're gonna need more than a fancy hairdo, just like Rihanna's. Says she being honest. She thirsty, 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 she thirsty. She thirsty, she thirsty, she thirsty, she thirsty, she thirsty. Get this girl some water, some water, some water. Get this girl some water, some water, some water. Get this girl some water, some water, some water. Get this girl
thirsty. Call my homegirl, check on your homie. Cause she thirsty, dehydrated. She's just about her situation. She thirsty, trying to get a man, y'all. She thirsty, trying to get this money, y'all. And she gonna get it. She thirsty, 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 she thirsty. Get this girl some water, some water, some water. Get this girl some water, some water, some water. Get this girl some water, some water, some water. Get this girl some water. Ma, you need a Tic Tac. Me, I need that loud pack. Tryna get my vibe back. I'm tryna get my vibe back. Chick, don't kill my vibe. Like Kendrick Lamar said, these chicks, they got it back. Holy chicks, they got it back. Thirsty enough to cheat and call you next week. Thirsty enough to sleep between the next man's sheets while he sleep. She wanna creep, me, I'm tryna chill. We barely met and she acting jealous. For real? That's that shit I don't like. Catch me on a drunk night. Baby girl, I might bite. Girl, don't take this too light. I've been right, I've been nice. You could shake it all night. Tell me how it's super tight. Damn right, damn right.
See, thirsty by capital A, man. That's what it is. Hey, Harold, where you at, Harold? Harold?
Hey, man, I'm here, man. I just
Harold,
was dancing, man.
Are you making brownies? Are you doing the brownies again, man?
No, man, I'm just promoting my favorite artist, man, here on Facebook, man. And I tell you what, she's thirsty. Cap A is one of them, man, and he's doing a great job, man.
Hey, Caesar,
my brother's on the phone, man. He's trying to talk, man, but everybody's talking above him, man. Gerald, are you there?
Yeah, man, I'm thirsty, man.
Hey, Gerald, do this right here, Gerald. Garvey and Spit and Swallow. Garvey and
Where can
Spit
I get
Swallow.
A drink at, man?
You're
getting
paid. Right
here. That song,
right here. Hey, guys, hold on 1 second. I'm going to take a couple phone calls. Let me see. Hold on. Everybody be cool. 662-317, you're on the mic. What's up?
I'm trying to listen.
662-317. Mic is open. Okay,
yep.
Let's turn Midcap back on. See what he got going on. Midcap, where you at, baby?
What up, Buck? What up, Black Caesar?
What's going on, man? You got something to say? You want to say something about that song right there?
Yeah. Shout outs to, what's his name, Cap A?
Cap A, that's it.
Yeah, that's a nice little groove, man. Nice groove. I was feeling it.
I'd like to make I'd like to say something about that. Hey, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got some skill. You know, I like where you're coming from. You know, you got a good character about yourself. You know, I hate it that we're in different states, but if there's anything that we can do for you, man, you know, man, we are available to you, bro. You know, because I like where you're coming from. You got good music. You got good music, man.
Wow.
You know, keep God first and do what you do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's coming from
those
the brother's life.
Words right there, bro.
As
a matter of fact, man, send me a friend request, man. You know, Facebook, you know, .com/Ford, Floyd Miller, 419.
Yeah, do that.
Floyd Miller, 419.
And if you can't get in touch with me on my email, you contact Black Caesar. You contact DJ Black Caesar, and whatever we need to do, we're going to get it done.
Yeah.
He's the man.
I got you, man. Hey, Floyd, I got you, man. I'm going to send you a link to your Facebook page as soon as we get off. Hey, Cafe, I got you. You already know that. I'll send Cafe yours, and I'll send you Cafe. I see my girl Stacy Darlene out there. We had Stacy Darlene. What's up, Las Vegas?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, Stacy.
What's up, baby?
Hey, Stacy.
Stacy, is that Stacy? Oh, there's my girl. There she is.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Hi. I'm so wonderful.
Oh, it's
wonderful.
Good to hear your voice. That's wonderful.
Oh, it's good
God
to hear
bless
yours.
You guys.
Oh, my God.
I love the Black Caesar Show and Friends Show. I love it.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You.
I just
we
had to say
it.
That. Okay, back to Floyd. Here you go.
Hey,
She's on it. Okay, Stacy, what's up with you, man? What's going on, Stacy?
Not a whole lot. Just trying to get this magazine and everything put together. And if you guys aren't aware, Cena and Cafe are both featured in it. So you guys are going to have to make sure that you get that magazine.
Hey, how about me, Stacy? I'm featured in it, too.
You know
my
what?
Brother,
you're
Gerald.
Right.
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry.
I can't wait to read
it. What about me? I'm in the magazine.
How come we can't shine, man?
See, I can't wait to read all of those. All of them.
Gerald's in the magazine. What's the name? Harold's in the magazine. I'm in the magazine.
Yeah, man.
Sam's in the magazine. Willie in the magazine.
Trying to shine.
I gotta get myself in that magazine.
Yeah.
You what now?
I say I gotta get myself up in that magazine, Black Caesar, man.
You know, I'm telling you guys.
Hey, rents due, man. Pay me.
He's on the come up.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Only one person to talk at a time. All right. Only one person to talk at a time. Somebody
raise
was
your
talking.
Hands, man. Raise your hands.
Who was that?
Oh, that was K9, man. Number one D boy.
Yeah, we got you on the next issue, my brother. Hey, K9.
That's
why don't you come front. Tell everybody who you are,
K-Man,
and what you got going on.
All right, how you doing? First, I want to give thanks to God and a special shout-out to Black Caesar, man, for making this happen. My camp, West Mills, Center Love in Floyd, H-Mile Lojack Entertainment. I'm K-9, a.k.a. Young Nino, America's hot boy, homeboy, however you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? 106
and Park. 106 and Park, that's what it is, brother. I can dig it, man.
Yeah.
So, look, man, we want to talk to you a little bit, see who you are, man, because I don't know a little about you. Hey, Cafe, we'll be back to you in a minute, man. But anyway, we want to get you going on a little bit, man, so we can learn a little about what you got going on. So tell us a little about yourself,
hey,
man. What's up? Yeah, Hold on one second, K-Man. Let me see what Gerald and Chucky got to say. What's up, Gerald?
Hey, man, he was saying 106 in Park, man. I used to live on 104th and Park Street in New York, man. No bull, man. Hey, I got to send a shout-out, man. No bull. Hey, I got to send a shout-out to all my peeps over in Carver Project, man. That's my spot,
man. Oh, okay. What's up, Clark?
Hey, keep it gully, man. I keep it gully.
Okay. What's up, Clark?
That's how we do it, man. 104th and Park, Carver Project, brother. Spanish Harlem, yo.
Okay, what up, Harlem? What up, Harlem?
Reppin'.
All right.
That's what it is. That's what it is. My man's from the project. I mean, from New York. Okay, that's cool, brother. That's cool. Love it.
I'm a bad man. Selling my brownies, man.
Okay. I got you, bro.
He's slanging brownies.
Okay, guys. Let's get back into the interview right quick. Okay, now, K-Nag, where are you from and what you got going on, man?
Okay, man, I'm from Dallas, Texas, Oak Cliff, Texas, matter of fact. I moved to New Boston, which is 22 miles from Texarkana. And I've been down there since I was like 6 years old, man. I finally hit a gig in 2011. I went on 106 support. But to my eyes, I was up against a blind guy that was pretty good, you know what I'm saying? And some people say he won, some say I won. But at the end of the day, he the one ended up walking away as the champion.
Hey, let me ask you a question, K-Man. I got a quick question to ask you. Was the white guy?
Okay.
Was it a white guy that was blind?
Yes, sir. He was.
Yeah,
that's
him. I think I was on there too, man. I think I remember you and him on there. I think I remember
that's
you.
That's Blind Fury.
It was Blind Fury.
There you go.
Right. No. It wasn't Blind Fury, was it? It wasn't Blind Fury.
It was Blind Fury.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah, man.
Okay, that's what it was.
That's
okay.
It.
Oh, matter of fact, man, I had beat out 32 other guys across the southern region to make it to New York City. So I beat guys out of Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, Longview, Texas, Houston. You know, I mean, from everywhere. I beat 32 guys out, and I got the ticket to New York City. And, you know, just to my luck, I ran into a guy that was blind that could help. The first round,
okay,
gave it to me. But the second round, you know, he annihilated me. So I kind of got upset. And, you know, I just let my cool get the best of me, and he got the win in the end.
Right. I can dig it,
and that's
man.
The real.
Well, look, man, I seen that show right there, and you were pretty good, brother. I did see you. I think I remember you had on, but I'm not going to say because I might have it wrong, so I'm not going to say. But anyway, man,
you did a good job, man. I appreciate it.
I thought that was you.
and no disrespect. No disrespect to Blind Fury because the boy was bad, you know. But they overlook K-9 skills, you know.
I'm gonna tell you what they were looking at. They're looking at a white boy. Not only was he white, but he was blind, and that's like something interesting to the rap.
That is not an excuse.
Yeah.
The boy got it.
I beg to differ, bro. Because I'm gonna tell you something, man. These cats out here—it's crazy what they do, but. You got something that's different. That's what they look for, man. And you talk about
I agree with that.
Yeah, right.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But this man, that man, he didn't let his disability stop him from doing what he loved to do. You know, and
right,
his character,
right.
his creative flow came through. But at the same time,
his creative flow,
it came through too. You know, I'm not taking nothing from Blind Fury because I love him. I love the brother. But K-9.
Oh yeah, we stand tough to this day.
Yeah.
And if I could say Black Caesar, man, the experience with me going to New York that day and taking that L, it really humbled me because you know at one point in time I was cocky, big headed. And felt like, you know what I'm saying, I could run through the world. And that experience humbled me. You know, at that time, the judges were the Breakfast Club. And they had Charlamagne, BJ Envy, all those cats, you know what I'm saying. And I kind of got a bad rep due to I started disrespecting Blind Fury on the fact that he was fine. But that was the only defect that I had to go on. So you got to understand, I was kind of boxed in like a cat in a corner. And that's the only thing I knew to come out of. You know, so
right.
I came out of line, you know. So right now, my new mixtape that I got coming, that I'm working with Wes Mill on, Nino Brown, the mixtape, is Banana. The songs that I'm doing besides that, D-Boy, the single, we dropped it 2 days ago. It got 500 views on the YouTube right now. So,
I checked it out, man. D-Boy. D-Boy, you got seen a love it, don't you? You got Cena Love.
Yeah,
right?
I got my own girl Cena on there, man.
You got Floyd Miller's in there also, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he in the video. That's my big bro, man. He taught me a whole lot about this music.
That's me singing on that. Right. Hey, I love you guys a comment on there, too, man. Just letting you know, I love a comment on there.
Oh, okay. I'm about to check that out, man.
Yeah, I went there yesterday and the day before I was there, man. I've been sitting. Hey, you know what? I'm going to start promoting that, too, man, just to help you guys out a little bit. I'm going to give you guys some free promotions with that. I'm going to do that for you guys just because you're on this show today and because I'm a good friend of Floyd and Mr. Love. So I'm going to hook you up.
DJ C's up.
God bless you, man. I appreciate the love, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, tell me something about your music, man. What's your style? What's your flow of music?
Well, I kind of would like to say that I have my own style. And I didn't have a lot of older cats tell me that I have my own originality that I don't really sound too much alike to anyone else.
But when I do get comparisons, it's like Tupac, you know, Lil Wayne, because I use my lyrics. You know, I'm from the South, but I got a whole lot of lyricism in my lyrics. So, you know, I get a lot of comparisons to the great rappers, the ones that flow pretty good, like Jada Kiss, Tupac, Lil Wayne,
okay,
that kind of guy.
Okay. Those, you just named all my favorite rappers then. So let's check you out. I got a song called I Know Why He's Mad. Can you tell me a little about that song before we talk about before we get into it?
Oh. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, man. That's the next single off of my CD. D-Boy is the first single, and I Know Why He's Mad is the second one. And the concept of that song is about, you know, the nice-looking females who get neglected by their men, who feel like they balling out the roof and they ain't really got the time because they running behind other females, too. But that girl that they need to provide, who needs attention, too, she end up finding attention to another guy who's out there that's looking for the same thing she's looking for.
Real
and
talk.
Then when I see her and her significant other in public, I can understand why he give me the looks and treat her the way he treat her. So I know why he mad.
I got you. Dude, I can dig it, man. Why don't you give me a world premiere, man, on the DJ Black Season Friends show. Give us a world premiere.
Okay, man. First off, like I said, once again, thanks to God for making everything possible. DJ Black Season, man, I appreciate you for everything. And there's the world premiere of I Know Why He's Mad by your boy K9, a.k.a. Young Nino.
Run through this. He really, we did it. Yeah. Show our ass like you this. Okay. My swagger.
your boy and I've been a bad. I know why he mad. And you,
and you,
I know why he mad. And you,
and you,
and he don't wanna talk about it.
He don't wanna talk about it.
If he find out I touch your body,
if he find out I touch your body,
I'm gonna curse him like a Maserati.
Curse him like a Maserati.
I know why he mad. I know why he mad. Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. Nice, man. I like that. Hey, brother, hold on one second. Let me open up somebody's mic right quick. Let me see. Where are they at? Let me go back and look at it, see what their number is. Okay, 860-860-860-860-860. Okay, there you go. Okay, this is going to be somebody for capital A. Give me 1 second, Kay, man. We'll be right back with you, man. That song was great, man. I like that song. Hey, 860, your mic is open. You go ahead and ask your question or make a comment.
Hey, what's going on, DJ Black Caesar? How you doing? This is Mike Just.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Mike, you doing all right?
I'm doing good. First, I'm going to say give a salute and pay homage, you know, to my man Slade. And listen to his music, man, like forever, man. You know,
wow.
I mean, that's a classic
that's
right there.
Up, man.
You got a legend
that.
Right there. That's a legend right there.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you, know, my brother.
Man. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
You know, shout out to DC Productions, Debbie and Stacy with the A&R Magazine. Yo, y'all out there,
right.
Look for your boy Cafe. I'm telling you, man, that's the collabo.
Yes,
that's
sir.
The collabo king right there. Y'all, they don't even know DJ Black Caesar.
Hey, dude, you know what? I've been promoting this guy for a while, man. He is the truth when it comes to music, man. But my man Floyd Miller is on it too, man. I think I'm gonna start promoting him also, helping him out a little bit. So we got another promo we're gonna get going on with my man Floyd, man. We're gonna start helping him out a little bit, get him on the grind, see what we can do with him. So we can make some people famous out there once again. Hey, Cafe, check it out, man. Hold on, is your mic on, Cafe? I don't think so. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to open up your microphone right quick, talk to you for a second, then I'm going to go back to K9. Hey, Cafe, you on? Cafe, yeah?
Yeah, you there, bro?
Yeah, it was good.
Hey, man, Cafe, man. Cafe, are you there, Cafe?
I'm still here, man. I ain't going nowhere. They're trying to...
I think she's thirsty, man. That's the problem, man. M.O.B., man.
I ain't going nowhere, man, as long as that girl is thirsty.
Hey, Cafe.
Yeah.
Stacey, I think Stacey's going to say something to you, man. Stacey, go ahead, baby.
Shout out, Cafe. I just wanted to tell you I'm real excited and very happy to have you in our magazine. He had an incredible interview, and I don't want to get too much into it because I want to make sure everybody gets the copy of their magazine. I don't want to spoil it all, but let me tell you, this is one deep brother, and he's been through a whole lot. Amazing person, definitely, no doubt.
I'm feeling him too.
Wow.
I'm feeling him too.
That's what's
up.
Much,
hey, Cafe, you got M.O.B. on here. You know we got to get that playing, man. Tell us about M.O.B.
Yes, sir.
And play it.
Let's play it, big brother. Let's do it.
Yep.
Oh, you know what? Tell us a little bit about it before we play it. You want to tell us, like, what inspired you to make that song?
Oh, my bad. My bad. Hold up before they think it's about something they don't know. No, but, yeah, this next track, man, it's called M.O.B. This track was written by myself and was produced by a good brother of mine back home, you know what I'm saying, Passaic, New Jersey, by the name of Blaze One. He's an incredible producer. He's the next Kanye West. I'm going to say that first, you know what I'm saying? And this track is just crazy. I actually gave him the lyrics, the acapella, and he built and produced the track around my words and my lyrics and my acapella.
Nice.
So,
wow.
Y'all really got
wow.
Think about that when y'all listen to this M.O.B. M.O.B. is Money Over Bull. Money over, you know, just not money over bull. I'm going to say nonsense because I'm going to keep it clean right now, but you already know.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a good track, man. It's a fun track.
M.O.B. M.O.B. Yeah.
Cafe, can you give a shout out to the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show, man, and introduce the song?
Yo, I want to send a big, humongous, huge shout out with a lot of love, a lot of respect.
Wow.
My big brother, DJ Black Caesar and Friend Show, the whole A&R staff, all of y'all, the legend Floyd on the line, man. I enjoyed the conversation, man. Let's get into it.
What love. Right on, bro.
What love.
Yeah. The 7B. It's for my players out there. Y'all know how the game go. MOB, 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 MOB. 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 MOB, MOB, CAP, par. Love to rock a crowd and I love to rock a bar. Coming for the game, far from a lame. I tell you right now, homie, nothing gonna change. Money come first before a bird, a smug bucket. Classic hits out the park like Curry Bucket. Jose Canseco, Derek Jeter. This is a heater, booty big, yeah, I'm a beater. Love a thick fine, straight from the grapevine. It's all good, as long as she don't touch mine. She don't touch mine, that means money. That guap, that green, I ain't being funny. Serious business, ma, what is this? You chillin' with a dude, that is your business. Come through, make it feel like Christmas. Everybody in a good mood, that's cap shit. M.O.B., M.O.B., yeah, I came to party. Shorty got a cute face and a thick body. C.A.P., C.A.P., yeah, that's the name. Now tell me yours and we could do the damn thing. M.O.B., M.O.B., yeah, I came to party. Shorty got a cute face and a thick body. C.A.P., C.A.P., yeah, that's the name. Now tell me yours and we could do the damn thing. You give her your scratch, you give her your thriller. Listen here, play, I'm tryna keep it realer. It's M.O.B., these chicks is driving crazy. Get to know they background, what you fucking with, baby? You can act short, the click is new. I'm giving you the same game they gave to me, fool. I know you wanna have a good time. I'm just tryna put you on rooms in this rhyme. A player for life, I flirt all day. Baby girl got a man, so I know the game. Try to change my ways, it's hard, dude. Even got so much game from the old crew. Tell you what, dude, been across the world. Seen like some of the most finest girls. Not even a beauty pageant could compare. What a blur, walking just beside her. Make a player feel like, damn, do I deserve. Make a player feel like, damn, do I deserve. Make a player feel like, damn, do I deserve. Walking beside her, she make a nigga wanna lead a game. M.O.B., M.O.B., yeah, I came to party. Shorty got a cute face and a thick body. C.A.P., C.A.P., yeah, that's the name. Now tell me yours and we could do the damn thing. M.O.B., M.O.B., yeah, I came to party. Shorty got a cute face and a thick body. C.A.P., C.A.P., yeah, that's the name. Now tell me yours and we could do the damn thing.
Definitely, no doubt. Find me on, you can check me out on Twitter. That's the only cap. That's DAONLYCAP. The only cap at Twitter. The only cap on Instagram. The only cap on Facebook. And also, just let everybody know, I'm gonna have a new social network. I'm gonna have the new councilmusic.com becoming within the next week. I'm actually working on that right now myself. So. The website,
nice,
the web,
nice,
official website for my indie label, you know what I'm saying, and network, and it's councilmusic.com. It's coming real soon.
That's what it do.
That's what it is. Hey, yes. Hey, man, where you at, Kate, man? Hey, what's up with the Black Seas? I'm right here, man. Listen to you, man. Hey, that's nice shit on the podcast. Hey, now, you got a song called Next. What's that song about Next, man? What's that song about?
Oh, man, I know you don't want the people to get there, do you?
Put it there, man. Put it there.
Hey.
Come on.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this, Black Caesar. Hey, I'm going to tell you just like this, man. That Next song's going to offend a lot of rappers and people that consider themselves rappers if they not true rappers, because I'm calling all shots. I'm biting heads off on that because I feel like I've been looked over and underrated, and now's my time, so I'm next up.
Real talk.
I get. That's what it is. That's what it is. We like to hear people talk like that, man. So I'm gonna.
Hey, when you hear that song, it's gonna be explanatory, baby.
Okay. Hey, check it out, man. Go ahead and say the name of the song, and we're gonna play it for you. All right.
Hey. Big shout out to DJ Black Caesar once again, and if that Floyd Mayweather knock on my joint, I'm Nick.
And the friends.
You could never kill a champ.
Never.
I'm back like Balboa. Shredding MCs like a lawnmower. Pussy niggas, I demand respect.
I do.
Fuck a handshake, I put my hands around your neck. A walking check, and my brain is a loaded tech. Crashing on these niggas like a car wreck.
Boom.
I'm sick, really, cause I need a fucking check. Ain't nobody fucking with me last time I fucking checked.
Uh-uh.
You should learn before you talk, I've heard before you speak.
Boom.
Next time, you will know to let this guy sleep.
Boom.
I'm amped up, niggas tripping, trying to play me weak. Throw me in a cage full of lies, I walk out in a mink. I'm Freddy Krueger in these niggas' dreams. Nightmares come to life, infrared beams.
Bow,
cheeky eyes like I'm Kung Pao. I'm stuck to 1.5 in my white owl. Listen, my gears out of shifted. Born underprivileged, but the Lord say I'm gifted. So my all, I just give it. My life, I just live it to the fullest, no limit. Clip on me extended. Hollow point flying, so you get the point I'm sending. My life documented. Low jacket, I'm crippin'. Paint job is just drippin'. Y'all niggas just trippin'.
I'm gonna have a bowling ball. It's missing.
Fuck your opinion, I'm the top 10. Do it all, go get it like a tight end.
I
ain't worried about the next nigga. I'm here now, you can say I got next nigga. Fuck your opinion, I'm the top 10. Do it all, go get it like a tight end.
I
ain't worried about the next nigga. I'm here now, you can say I got next nigga. I use critics for my momentum. I can hear a chop, tell me go get him. Bruce Willis, I'ma die hard. Put my life on the line like a right guard. They never did what a nigga done. Get you talking about funnier than Vince Vaughn. Any nigga really want it, they can get some. Send them goons, had you missing like Vince Young. I'm in the kitchen till my wrist breaks. In the pot, I got it thicker than a milkshake. How much money can this man make? I'm sipping syrup and out the pot, it come a pancake. I turn the hood into a rampage. Down the block to the corner, need a band-aid. I trap a dime, I'm a living legend. Shout out to my connection on the intersection. I got some bricks for the cheap and cheap. And my trunk kicking harder than some ninja feet. In the coupe and the paint, blueberry sweet. Roadrunner color, nigga beef. Fuck your opinion, I'm the top 10.
I am.
Do it all, go get it like a tight end.
I do, Duncan Keller.
I ain't worried about the next nigga. I'm here now, you can say I got next nigga. Fuck your opinion, I'm the top 10.
I am.
Do it all, go get it like a tight end.
I do, Vernon Davis.
I ain't worried about the next nigga. I'm here now, you can say I got next nigga. Fuck your opinion, I'm the top 10.
I am.
Do it all, go get it like a tight end.
I do, Tony Gonzalez.
I ain't worried about the next nigga. I'm here now, you can say I got next nigga. Fuck your opinion, I'm the top 10.
I am.
Do it all, go get it like a tight end.
I do, Rob Gronkowski.
I ain't worried about the next nigga. I'm here now, you can say I got next nigga.
Not only me, little niggas like my nigga Third, my little nigga Dion, Tanzanica, D-Dub, Mike Archer,
got next.
Wow, wow, wow. That is a crazy southern there. I love it, man. I love that song. Hey, I didn't even talk about Floyd Mayweather there. Were you talking about Floyd?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when I did that song, I felt like Floyd Mayweather.
I got you, man. I got you. I dig it, man. I can dig it. Hey,
DJ,
man, that's a great song right there. Hey, I want to take that song
DJ.
From the radio station, man. I want to take that song
DJ,
and every other song that I play. Who's that talking?
That's me. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but I need to say one thing. You know,
yes,
K-9, he's a wonderful artist. He's a very creative artist.
Thank you.
The man, he's gone through
a lot
in his life. You know, he's very creative. But most of the tracks you guys have heard this evening, those tracks was mixed by my wife, Cena Love. You know,
wow.
Whoa. Time out, Floyd. Time out one second.
Nice.
Hold on one second. I got a quick question for you. I mean, you might have to repeat yourself, but I got a quick question. Did you just say your wife, Cena Love, passes down all the work you guys work on?
Most of the work that goes on in West Mill, is mixed by Cena. You know,
wow.
me and my wife.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not taking nothing away from K-9's creative flow, because his creative flow is phenomenal. You know, the love that he has and the following that he has is phenomenal. We just love good music. I don't care where it comes from or how it comes. I just wanted to say that. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that.
I appreciate you saying it, man.
You know, the young
people,
they give us inspiration. They're giving me inspiration. You know,
right.
I'm up there in age, but I'm still learning. You know, as long as you live on this planet, you're always gonna learn something new in life. So, you know, it's phenomenal. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say.
Hey, brother, I agree with you, man. Hey, you are a phenomenal brother, man. I'll tell you that right now, K-9. You are the truth, man. You sound real good, brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
Hey,
K-9.
K-9. You know you remind me of, man? You remind me of Flash, man.
K-9, you still here?
He sees her, man. This is Harold, man. Can I say something, man?
Yeah, come on, Harold. Come on, Harold.
I know,
I can't hear you now.
I know you guys have had a lot of guests and stuff, man, but nobody's better than my brother Gerald, man. Gerald, give him something, man. Gerald, are you there, man? Did you mute his mic out, Caesar? I know he can do something for us, man.
Come on, man. Where's he at?
What's his number? What's his number, Harold?
240.
Okay, 240. Let me look for 240.
He's calling. He's calling from the basement, man.
Okay. Go ahead, man.
Hey, Gerald, man. Do something for him, man. They don't know, man. They might want to collab with you, man.
Hey, man. I wanted to make sure everybody listens out for me and my brother Harold's new song. It's called MOBB. Moist oven baked brownies, man. It's really hot.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. MOBB. Moist oven baked
brownies.
Moist
oven baked brownies.
Hell yeah,
man.
Man.
Wow.
Especially.
I'll be on the lookout, man.
I'm gonna be on the lookout too.
We'll be on the lookout,
right? We got 9 minutes left. Okay, guys, I got to play something real quick for my man Slave. Hold on, let me see if I got it, because I've been trying to get it downloaded since we talked. Hold on, guys. My computer froze up. Okay, just unfroze. Okay. Hey, Harold.
Hey, man, play my favorite song by you and your uncle, man. Can you play that one time?
I got something else to play, man. I got something else to play. I'm playing this just for my man.
70s. This song right here will bring back a lot of memories to a lot of you guys. Do you know who he is if you're still lost out there? You're still lost in space.
Let's go,
Joy! I'm sorry. Say what now? Okay. I'm going to play a song by Floyd Miller that's old school. You guys are digging. Dig this right here. This is some funky stuff right here. Just a touch of love.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bring back me.
Yeah, man.
Just a touch.
DJ Black Caesar. WWKNW.
Yeah, check them out when you get time, guys. Check them out. Check them out. Check them out. Hey, I just want to give a shout out to my man, Floyd Miller. It was good to have you on the show, Floyd, man. Great to have you, man. I'm so excited right now. Hey, I you should have seen me, man. I was doing the disco dancing. I did the splits.
Don't forget the skaters.
DJ, Black Caesar, man, it's been my pleasure. Ever since I listened to the interview you had with Cena Love, you know, Stacy, the last interview, I was hooked.
Yeah. I
love everything you guys are doing, and we're spreading the word, brother. Believe me.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate that.
DJ Black Caesar and Friend Show with Willie the Redneck.
That's what's up,
yes,
man.
Sir.
We appreciate you,
yes,
man.
Sir.
We love you guys. You guys are
we love you guys, man.
That.
We love you guys.
He already knows that. We represent you guys like family, man. For real, for real. What's up, Los Six on the floor, Miller?
Steve, you talking to Steve? I can. It's Floyd. Floyd.
What is that?
We call that
this
dude, Stacey. Man.
It's Stacy. Floyd.
Okay, Stacy, yes, hey.
I have to tell you, I miss that music. I miss that whole style, that whole genre, that was when good music, when he, you know, with just the words, make your toes curl and get, you know, that was what you were supposed to do. Nowadays, I don't know what it is, but back then, that whole genre, that's when, you know, they knew what to say. And
yes,
I'm glad. It was an honor having you on the show.
Thank you, Stacey. And I feel you. And that is our goal at Westmill, you know, HMOB, you know, LoJack ENT. We that's what we want to do. We want to bring back that real music, you know. And, you know, shout out to Red Jacket Music Group, Ike Burner, you know, DJ 8 Mile. You know, that's what it's all about, unity. Music.
DJ 8 Mile, that's my boy right there, man. That's what's up. We'll give a shout out to DJ 8 Mile. What's up, baby? How you doing out there, man? No, you're not listening, but hey, check out the show next time. Check out my man, Floyd Miller.
Yes, Stacey. We love you. We love you, DJ. DJ Black Caesar. All of you guys. You know, Harold the Hippie.
Yes, sir.
Keep it coming, bro.
Let's do this.
Yeah, man.
Tell
him, Harold.
Hey, Gerald, what's up, Gerald? Hey, Gerald, you ain't saying too much tonight, man. What's up?
Man, it was so crazy, man. Everybody was talking at once, man. I was freaked out.
Of course.
Wow. Hey, let me take a caller real quick. 662, you going to make a comment or go ahead and ask a question or make a comment if you like.
It sounds like somebody's doing dishes or something, man.
Yeah, it does sound like that.
I got everybody's mic on. 662, are you there?
Hey, Caesar.
662-317.
She's there. Caesar, I just wanted to give a shout out to your man,
Gerald.
Miss Cena's husband.
Floyd Miller.
Floyd Miller.
Mr. Floyd. I have to agree with Stacy on that. You've got it going on, and I wish that type of music would come back.
Thank you very much. I know, you know, we're working on it, and baby, please, I appreciate it. We appreciate all the love and support, and believe me, we're bringing it back. We're bringing it back.
Good, because it needs to come on back.
Yes,
ma'am. And I wanted to give a shout-out to the best DJ that there is, my fiancé, DJ Black Caesar.
Right on.
That's right.
God bless. God bless.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate that.
God bless you, DJ Black Caesar. Good looking, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, man. Hey, dude. Everybody, I want to thank everybody who's on the show tonight. The show is already over, but we're still recording. The show is legitimately over already. It ended like about maybe 30 seconds ago. But you guys can also check this show out. It is recorded. All the shows are recorded right here. The DJ Black Caesar has recording. Then you go to my archives, pull up your name and date that you're on here, and you guys can check out the show. I'm going to take some of these other callers real quick. Who else? Let me see. they hung up. Okay. 443 hung up and 301 hung up. Oh, hey, that's good. Okay. So, guys, we want to say thanks for everybody show up tonight. Hey, Midcap, DJ Uncle, are you still there? Are you still there? Midcap.
Oh, yeah, you know I'm here.
Hey, you want to say some last words, brother? You want to say some last?
Can I get some last words in?
Yeah.
Man, Galetti, man, get that, man.
What up, Floyd? Let me shout out my homeboy, Floyd Miller, first. Shout out to my girl, Sinner Love, who happens to be the station announcer of my radio station.
MMF, Worldwide Radio Network.
Yep. Shout out to my homeboy right here.
Hey, DJ, why don't you tell us when that show comes up? You know, man, give everybody the address and check it out.
Who's doing dishes, man?
What DJ is he talking about?
You, man, DJ Metcalf. Go ahead, dog.
I'm not DJ Metcalf. I'm Uncle D, dog. I'm Uncle D, man. I'm the CEO. I'm not a DJ. I'm a program director.
Okay, you want to tell us about your program yet?
Yeah, man. And I want to... Internet radio station that's pretty much
local. Somebody has their radio up too loud. Somebody has their internet up too loud because I'm getting feedback right now. Please turn it down if you have it up so a man can talk a little bit. What you say, sir? I'm sorry. Okay. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else wants to say something? Stacy, where you at, girl? You want to say something?
I'm right here. I think we had a really good show, and I'm so happy everybody came by and all the love that we're showing here. That's right.
Beautiful.
That's what it is, Stacy. This was a
way
great
to go.
Show, Floyd. And Floyd, K-Man, you guys were wonderful. Cafe was on, man. You were wonderful. You guys are professional. You guys are the truth, man. All three of you guys are the truth, man. And I knew you guys were going to work out good together. That's why I put you guys together, man. Cafe,
thank you
a lot for showing up tonight. And
yes,
Floyd
sir.
Miller, thanks a lot for showing up. K-Man, thanks a lot, my brother. You did a great job, bro.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you, Black Steve. Appreciate the opportunity.
Yes,
and
sir.
It's all for
you're
the fans.
I like you, man. I like you. Hey, K-Man.
Hey, you know what,
Steve?
We also need to let them know that a lot of these artists, if you want to hear more about them, definitely, you know, a lot of them have been interviewed for the A&R Review Magazine Urban Edition, so make sure you get your copy
so
you can learn a little bit more about these artists.
For sure.
I sure want to be a part of that right there.
We're going to get you in that, K-Man. You're going to be in the February issue. You and Floyd are going to be in the February issue. Trust and believe.
Okay, I appreciate that, Black Caesar, man. I appreciate all you guys.
Yes, sir.
You know, Stacy.
Yes, sir, man.
Stacy.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Stacy.
We're at your disposal. You hear me?
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, hey, Caesar, man, we'll talk to you soon, man. We'll talk to you.
Okay, man, thanks a lot, brother. We appreciate you showing up tonight, man.
Yeah, much love, bro. Okay.
Hold on for a second. Let me see. Okay, guys, the show is over. I got another show to go to. I got fight night tonight up at the bottom line. I got to go up there and see these girls play each other. So you guys be nice and be good. We'll see you next week. Next Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central. I will be back.
What's up?
Bye.
Peace and love. Peace and love. All right. Man.